There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. A full slate of action in Major League Baseball on Sunday, and we'll take you around the country, starting with Dave Ferry reporting on Detroit and the Yankees.
The Tigers scored twice in the bottom of the 10th to beat the Yankees 3-2 in the Little League Classic at Williamsport, Pennsylvania. After DJ LeMahieu's RBI single put New York ahead in the top of the 10th, Zach McKinstry delivered a run-scoring single in the bottom half, then stole second and scored on Parker Meadows' RBI single. The Yanks were one out from a 1-0 victory until Jace Young poked an RBI single to extend the game. The outcome drops the Yankees into a first-place tie with the Orioles in the AL East.
The Orioles squaring off with Boston earlier in the day with our Craig Heist on hand.
Albert Suarez pitched six scoreless innings, striking out six to help lead the Orioles to a 4-2 win over the Red Sox. Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson each homered for the Orioles. For Henderson, it was his 33rd of the season. Suarez improved to 6-4. In his last three starts, he has thrown 17 and two-thirds innings without allowing a run, impressing Rutschman.
He just comes out with a convicted plan every single time, and I think he trusts that his stuff's good. And, you know, obviously everyone else around him believes it, and he does. And, I mean, he's doing great.
Rob Refsnyder homered for the Red Sox in the ninth. Cutter Crawford allowed two runs and three hits over five and a third, but took the loss. Sir Anthony Dominguez gave up a homer but earned his fourth save.
From Baltimore, we move to Milwaukee, where Chuck Freeman was witness to a heck of a pitching performance.
The Brewers finished off a 10-game homestand with a 5-game winning streak against two division leaders, a 2-0 win over the Guardians. The Brewers, the team with the third-best record of the National League, completed the sweep. They did it behind starter Colin Ray, who took it to the potent Guardian bats. He took a no-hitter into the sixth and left in the eighth on two hits.
It looks like we're having fun out there. We're playing relaxed. You know, those are both obviously really good teams, so for us to come out with five wins there is huge. But again, we kind of just move on.
Relievers Brian Hudson and Jared Koenig finished up. The Brewers scored both of their runs early on Guardians starter Ben Lively. Willie Adames with an RBI single in the first and an RBI ground up by Eric Haas in the second.
And from one great pitching performance to another, we head down south to Houston, where Adam Spillane was witness to a hot Astro team.
Framber Valdez earned his 13th win by striking out nine over seven shutout innings in the Astros' 2-0 win over the White Sox. Valdez allowed just three hits and a walk while throwing only 82 pitches. Astros manager Joe Espada.
That's what we expect out of Framber. Just quality starts after quality starts. Really, really good. Stuff was unbelievable how good it was. Fastball, breaking ball, everything in the zone. You know, so strong performance.
The Astros had just five hits, but two of them were solo home runs by Yiner Diaz and Jose Altuve. Houston has won 10 of 11 games and remains four games up in the AL West. Kai Bush allowed one run on four hits over six innings for the White Sox.
The next stop, Philadelphia, with Michael Luongo reporting on the Phillies and the Nationals.
Jacob Young's sacrifice fly in the top of the eighth inning enabled the Nationals to avoid a four-game sweep by the Phillies, salvaging the final game of the series with a 6-4 win. Washington led 4-2 when Philadelphia tied the game in the bottom of the sixth inning on back-to-back solo home runs by Bryson Stott and Brandon Marsh. The home run by Marsh was his 12th of the season.
Tough one today, but we got that feeling again. We just got to keep rolling.
K-Bear Ruiz, Alex Call, and James Wood also homered for the Nationals. Trey Turner also homered for the Phils.
And let's now go to Pittsburgh, where Josh Rountree saw Seattle and the Pirates.
The Mariners jumped out to an early 7-0 lead and cruised to a 10-3 win over Pittsburgh Sunday. Cal Raleigh belted his 27th home run of the season. Jorge Rojas and Dominic Canzone also went deep. Every Seattle starter picked up a hit, and George Kirby allowed just two runs over six innings, helping snap a five-game losing streak for Scott Service's team.
Obviously, really good effort by our guys. We've been going through a rough time here on this road trip, and can't say enough about our group. coming in today with a really good attitude.
Seattle is now 64-61. Joey Bart hit his 12th home run of the season for Pittsburgh. He drove in a pair of runs, but starter Jake Woodford got lit up for 5 earned runs in 4 innings.
In St. Louis, Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers edged the Cardinals 2-1.
I felt fine today. You know, I think there was some misses that I'd like to have back. But, you know, they were swinging a lot and putting the ball on the ground, so thankfully got some big double plays. And, you know, we had basically four shortstops behind me in the infield, so just they're hitting them to them. So that was a good recipe.
Out in Anaheim, Charlie Morton and Atlanta beat the Angels 3-1.
I'm trying to get in my delivery and make pitches and go pitch to pitch and not really worry about the implications of what these games are. I don't really know what the score is for the wild card race.
Elsewhere, Miami 3-2 over the Mets, Tampa Bay 8-7 over Arizona, Kansas City 8-1 over Cincinnati, Toronto shutting out the Cubs 1-0, Texas edging Minnesota 6-5, Colorado 3-2 over San Diego, and San Francisco doubling up Oakland 4-2. Golf, basketball, and football, they're all next. Quite a finish for Hideki Matsuyama, who won the St. Jude's Championship. Graham Agars has the details.
The 32-year-old Japanese star had to dig deep after losing a 5-shot lead with a dramatic back nine collapse, which saw him bogey 12 and 14 and then double bogey 15, a disastrous run which saw him briefly fall a shot behind a charging Victor Hovland. But Matsuyama steadied with a birdie at 17 and then celebrated the win with a follow-up birdie at the last. Hovland bogeyed 17 to fall back into a tie for second with Xander Schauffele. The top 50 now head to the BMW Championship for the second leg of the playoffs.
WNBA, Caitlin Clark scored 23 points as Indiana defeated Seattle 92-75. It was Atlanta over Connecticut 82-70, Las Vegas 87-71 over LA, and Phoenix 86-68 over Chicago. And NFL news, the Las Vegas Raiders announced that Gardner Minshew will be their starting quarterback to open the upcoming NFL season. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.